Daniel chapter number 6 and verse number 4. Daniel 6 and 4. But let me give you this before we go any further. You've got to remain faithful. You've got to remain faithful. You've got to stick with it. You've got to stay with it. You can't waver. You've got to stick with the stuff. Daniel chapter number 6 and verse number 4. I want to preach tonight on Daniel's faithfulness. Daniel's faithfulness. But God, He loved us, He quickened us, and He raised us up. And He requires you and He requires me to remain faithful. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand. And by the way, I didn't tell you that for a pity party. Can I get an amen? I just tell you that to warn you, if He's going to pick on me, He'll pick on you. Satan don't care. This place was packed this morning and it's stand tonight because the enemy has won. The enemy has won. He will entice you. He will try to lure you away. Stick with it, son. We're going to win. Daniel's faithfulness. Daniel 6, 4, the Bible says, then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel. They wanted to find something against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except, boy, I pray this can be said about me. I can't find no fault in his life. I can look from the top, Brother J.D., and I can look down, I can look all around. I can't find no fault in the man. They couldn't find no fault in Jesus. He said, well, I ain't perfect. I'm not talking about being perfect. I'm just talking about you trying to do the best you can. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I thank you that you see things that we don't. I thank you tonight that the blood is still enough. I thank you tonight that you're still on the throne. I thank you tonight that we can carry our problems, we can carry our burdens, we can carry our pain, we can carry everything we deal with to you, Father. Lord, I thank you tonight for a church that is still having Sunday night services. I thank you that one service can turn things around. I thank you, Father, that coming into the house tonight, Father God, that it can turn things around. Lord, I pray you bless tonight. I pray you watch over us tonight. I pray tonight, Father, that we be found faithful here at this church doing what you've called us to do. I pray tonight that you guard my throat and my thoughts. And Lord, I pray tonight that there be any hindering spirits in this room tonight that you'd remove it in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you tonight that my daughter at 20-year-old can sit over there and say, Daddy, I think the Holy Ghost is telling me to sing. Lord God, I thank you for our daughter tonight that's hooked up in the Holy Ghost. I thank you tonight, Father God, for what you've done in her life. I thank you tonight that she's different, Lord God. And Lord God, I pray tonight, any demon of hell that's coming against her, Lord God, I rebuke him tonight in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray you that tonight that you would remove that tonight. I pray you'd sit down tonight. I pray you'd set the captive free tonight, Father. Lord, there may be a man, woman, boy, or girl that's in here tonight, and they've been going through things, and they've been having a spirit on them of division. Lord, tonight I pray you'd break it. I pray you'd set the captive free. Lord, I pray we'd be found faithful doing your will, doing what you've called us to do. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight, we look at the faithfulness of Daniel tonight. And Daniel was truly a man of faith. His faith was seen throughout the book of Daniel. Through every occasion, he was found faithful. You say, preacher, what does that mean? That during every occasion that he was found faithful? Can I say, at every chance that he had in his life, he was found faithful to do the things of God. Every time something come up, you'd find Daniel, he would do what was right. He wouldn't go against that book, but he'd stand on that blessed old book. He'd stand with the man of God. He'd stand with God in his life. Not only was there a chance he was faithful, but he always had a reason to be faithful. And he always had a cause because he was faithful. And that cause is because God had moved on his life. But I want to show you in a few verses here how Daniel stayed faithful in what he did. And tonight, can I say to you, a church member tonight, you stand faithful. You stand in what God has called you to do. Or don't you waver. Don't you be that one that is like the wind and be wavering and moving every which way. You stand faithful in what God's called you to do. You stand faithful in that call that is on your life. You stand faithful no matter what comes against you. You stand there tonight because God is the one that loves you. He is the one that saved you. He is the one that raised you. He is the one that made you. He is the one that gave you. He is the one tonight that makes all things new. I see in verse number 4, number 1, that Daniel stood faithful in his decision. You know what tonight the Bible says in the book of James? A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and there can be no trust put in him tonight. But Daniel stood faithful in his decision. You say, how do you know that tonight, preacher? Look with me, if you will, in verse number 4. And then the presidents and the prince sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no occasion nor fault. I see, number 1 tonight, he was faithful without fault. They could not find a fault in his life as they looked at the life of Daniel and they laid it out there. And can I say to you tonight, Christian, your life is laid out before the world that we live in. You say, I don't want nobody looking at me. They better look at Jesus. Hey, the only Jesus they're going to see in the world we live in is what's coming out of you. Amen. Hey, tonight, can I say, if you don't want people to look at you, hey, you're in the wrong profession tonight. You're in the wrong thing tonight. When you become a child of God and you say that you're a Christian, I'm not talking about a Sunday morninger. I'm talking about an extremist. I'm talking about one that believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. I'm talking about the one that believes that they've been saved. They've been washed and they got an eternity waiting on them in the throne room of heaven. Hey, can I get an amen? If you're going to be one of them, I'm not talking about one that comes in and one that goes out. I'm talking about one that sticks with the stuff. People are going to try to find fault in your life. He said they tried to find fault and they couldn't find none because he was following God. Not only was he faithful without fault, but he was faithful without error. Look what he says in verse number 4. They could find no occasion of fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. I see tonight he was faithful without fault, and he was faithful without error. You say, how did he walk his life and do that, preacher? Because he obeyed God. He was a man that feared God, and he stayed with God. He was faithful without fault, he was faithful without error, and he was faithful with fear tonight. He feared God and he reverenced God. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Hey, tonight, if you're going to be faithful, you just can't one day, hey, decide I'm going to be faithful and follow God. You can't just one day say, I tell you what, I'm in the fire and I'm going to stay faithful. If you've not purposed it in your heart a long time ago, when that fire comes, I want you to know you'll get out and you'll give up and you'll give in. Hey, but tonight, let me tell you, you've got to get a place in your life, no matter who goes or who doesn't go, I'm going to stick with God. I'm going to stick with the stuff because God's been better than good to me. Can I get an amen? Look with me, if you will, to Daniel chapter number 1 and verse number 8 tonight. I want to show you this in the Bible. Daniel chapter number 1 and verse number 8. I want to show you this tonight. That old Daniel, he stayed faithful. He stayed faithful when he didn't even know if he could stand faithful. Do we got anybody here like that tonight? Man, you don't even know if you can keep standing faithful, but you just keep standing. Because there's a time in your life that you made a purpose in your heart that I'm not going to give up and I'm going to stand with God. Daniel stood faithful in his decision. In Daniel 1:8, the Bible says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. You know what Daniel said? He said, everybody else may be going that way. Hey, but I purposed in my heart that I'm going to stick with the old path. I'm going to stick with the old stuff. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to get out. I'm going to stick with it. Amen.
men. Hey, can I say to you tonight, we need men of God in this place that says, I'm going to stick with the stuff. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to get out. No matter what comes against me, I'm going to stick with it. I want you to know tonight, if we had men like that, Brother Lee, I want you to know God could sit down in this place. He could move mountains. He could shake this place. He could do a work in this place. If we get there and say, no matter what comes my way, I'm going to stick with God. Amen. You got to make a decision. Folks, in the world we live in, you better start deciding right now what side you're on. Mediocre Christianity is over. And I know I'm preaching to the cord, and I thank God for Sunday nights. Amen. Man, I'd be miserable without a Sunday night service. He said Daniel stood faithful in his decision. He was faithful without fault. He was faithful without error. And he was faithful with the fear of God in his life. He made a decision and he stood on it and he did not waver. But I see tonight, not only did Daniel stand faithful in his decision, but Daniel, if you'll look with me tonight in verse number 10, Daniel stood faithful in his dedication. If you make a decision to follow God, you better get dedicated. Amen? Listen to me, you better get dedicated. If you made a decision to follow Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you better get dedicated to it. You better get dedicated to it and not no wishy-washy or being double-minded. You better stick with it tonight. Listen to me. I believe in eternal security as much as the next man. But I believe a man that's been born again, you ought not have to probe him or prod him or bribe him or babysit him or do any of those things. He ought to be a man of God that stands up and does the will of God. He stood faithful in his dedication. Look with me in verse number 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, Daniel knew. He knew, Brother Dylan, that they wrote that you're not going to bow no knee. You're not going to do none of these things. He knew what the writing was. He knew what he was supposed to do. He knew what he was supposed to take up. He knew what he was supposed to do and where he was supposed to be. And he knew that if he went against the king, that he was in trouble. Daniel knew that was taking place. You say, what would you do, preacher? I pray in the name of Jesus, I do what Daniel did. Hey, if they say we can't have church no more, I pray we open these doors and keep coming in. Can I get an amen? Because there's nobody ever died for me. There's nobody ever saved me but Jesus. Look what he said. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he knew it. He knew what he was fixing to do was going to get him in trouble. But he did it anyway. How many times when I was lost, Brother Brad, I knew I was going to get in trouble, but I done it anyway. Jail didn't scare me. Being locked up didn't scare me when I don't do the things of the world. But you start talking about God, you know what people does? They back up and they don't want to stand. Look what he says. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. And his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, and as he did aforetime. He did that just like he'd always done. You say, preacher, if I'm going to make a decision and I'm going to get dedicated, what must I do? Number one, I see Daniel, he kneeled before God. No matter who was around or what was going on, he kneeled before God. Why? Because God is always with you. Amen. He's always on your side. Why can't we be on his side? He's always on our side. Why can't we be on his side? He kneeled before God and he prayed to God. He kneeled, he prayed, and he gave thanks unto God. Tonight, can I say to you in Psalm 37, 25, the Bible says, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Why? Because God is always with you. You say, well, how is he with me? He's through your trials. He's with you. When you go through a test, he is with you. When you go through temptations, he is with you. When you go through tragedies, he's with you. He, no matter where you go or what you go through, God is always there with you, always lending a hand, always wanting to do the best in your life. No matter the trials, no matter the tests, no matter the temptation, and no matter the tragedies you go through, God is always there with you. I wrote this down. It doesn't take much backbone to go with the crowd. Can I get an amen? It don't take much backbone to go with a crowd and do what everybody else is doing. That's pretty easy, wouldn't you say? But it takes a man of God to go against the crowd and stand with faith. I got something I want to show you. I got this little deal right here. And it's about what Satan's been doing to me. And listen, if you're not in this group right here that I'm talking to this morning, this afternoon, just take it for granted. Go on. Just be glad you got to hear it. Amen. This is what Satan's been doing to me, Brother Bradley. I have made a decision to follow Christ Jesus. I've made a decision in my life to dedicate my life to what God's called me to do. And I'm a man of God. And I got to do what God's called me to do. No matter what it takes, no matter what it costs, no matter where I go, I've got to do it, Brother JD.
I'm always 365 days I'm under oath to tell the truth. I don't have to go to the courthouse. I don't have to get swore in. When I became a Christian, I became under oath to tell the truth. No matter who it offends, who likes it, and who don't like it. And you know what Satan will do to you? He'll play with you. When you've made a decision to follow Christ, he starts playing with you right then. He starts getting in your mind, getting in your head. Well, I don't know. I really don't know. You know what Daniel said? He said, no, I know what I need to do, and I'm going to stick with God. But when you make a decision and you get dedicated, old Satan wants to play with you. The other day, we was coming through Tupelo, Mississippi, and we wanted some ice cream. And we said the best ice cream we've ate in a while is in Amory, Mississippi. We left Tupelo, drove all the way to Amory, Mississippi to get ice cream. That's crazy, ain't it? It is, I agree. But we wanted some good ice cream. Waffle cone, double scoop, cherry on top. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't on your diet, I know some of y'all. It ain't on mine neither, but it sure fit perfect. You hear me? I'm not a one scoop man. I'm a double scoop. Give me two. If the cone will hold it, I'd put three on it. Don't give me all that other. Just give me homemade vanilla. Stick with what works. Dedicate yourself to it. I promise you, it'll grow you. Every night, Ryder says, cream? Cream? Every night, we had to eat ice cream cone. But as we got in that store, Brother JD, they said, we got something we give away to kids. And they gave me what I got in my hand. As soon as they gave it to me, I said, yep, old Satan, that's what you've been doing to me. Boy, he knows. And he's doing it to somebody in this room right now. And they gave us a yo-yo. Hadn't played with one in years. As soon as I got it out of the bag and wound it up, he started yo-yoing me. I said, that's what Satan's doing to me. I made a decision to follow Christ. And ever since, he's yo-yoed me. He says, I'll give you all you want, but I don't want you to completely let go. I'll let you go as far, but I want to pull you back. I want to get you. You say, no, that's the Lord. Listen to me. Oh, Satan wants to yo-yo you. He wants you to second guess the decision that you've made to follow Christ. When you slip up, mess up, or do something that men thinks ain't right, listen to me. Oh, Satan said, yeah, if you were saved, you wouldn't have done that. Am I talking to anybody? If you was true man of God, you wouldn't have done that. When you dedicate your life to God and you get in line with God and you don't let nobody use you as a doormat no more, you know what old Satan says? Yeah, if you was a man of God, you'd have kept your mouth shut. Yo-yoing. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Am I talking to anybody? Up and down. One minute you're up here on the mountaintop feeling great. I'm talking about take the world on. And the next minute you're in the valley. So how did I get away from that? I don't know. If you ever find it out, let me know. Let me know. If you get out of that and you're always unhappy and everything's great and everything, let me know. I'm your pastor. I need to know. I need to know in a hurry. You say, my life don't run that way, preacher. Could it be because you're not right next to God? You say, well, if you, listen, I just want to talk to y'all tonight. I got to get this free. Amen. I stay in that book. I stay in prayer. I stay in supplication. I stay in intercession prayer. I stay in them things. And the more I stay in the book, the more I stay in the word, the more I stay. You say, that's the problem. You're doing it. No, you got to read. You got to study. You got to stay, Brother Brad. And the more I stay, the more old Satan does that number right there. Oh, Daniel made a decision. And when you make a decision to follow God and you get dedicated, get ready. The lion's den's coming. He made a decision. He dedicated his life to God and he found himself in a den. If you don't find yourself in a den, and I thought being in the den, Brother Tony, something was wrong with me. I thought being in the den, something was, man, for the last year or two, I've been like, what is going on? I'm up here 1 minute and I'm in the valley. I said, what's going on? Y'all need to hear this. I said, what's going on? Why am I yo-yoing so much? And as I read Daniel and I see that he made a decision, and he decided, okay? But then he dedicated himself to it. And he said, no matter what sign, I'm sticking with it. And he found himself in a den. You know why we stay in a den, Brother Brad? Because we've made a decision and we've dedicated ourselves to it. And when you do that, you'll find yourself in a lion's den. You say, are you sure about that? I guarantee you every time. You stand up for what God wants you to do, and I promise you it won't be long. The world will put you in a lion's den. It'll put you in a place. But you know what? The Bible says that the angel of the Lord was there with him. I'd rather be in the den with the angel of the Lord
to be out wide open and free without the Lord. Just got to say that. Let me get on. Hey, I wonder who tonight. Sister Denise, you get ready for altar call in just a minute. Usually we just circle up, but he ain't letting me go through this unless somebody else is going through it too. Look what he said here. Daniel stood faithful in his decision, in his dedication, but then he found himself in a lion's den. Look with me, if you will, in verse 16 and 17. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel. He commanded, the king did. And he brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver you. You ain't never told a lie, king. That's the truth if you've ever told it. He will deliver me. And a stone was brought and laid up on the mouth of the den. Who else do you know had a stone laid against his den? And the king sealed it with his own signet. I mean with his own stamp. He stamped it. And he said, he's in there. He stamped it. And with his own signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Tonight, if you feel like you're being yo-yoed around, it's because I 100% believe it's because the decision you've made in your life, Brother Garrett, and the dedication you've put forth is why you're in a den sometimes. Why sometimes you're in a yo-yo. Sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down because he's having to grow us. He's having to grow us. If Daniel would have never made a decision and got dedicated and put in a lion's den, you'd never known about Daniel. There's some people in the pews you'll never know about because they've never made a decision. They never dedicated their life to God. They go in and out, and there's never no dedication. And they never have a battle because they're never truly dedicated. Daniel stood faithful in his lion's den. Look with me in verse 17, and here's how faithful he stood in the lion's den. I want you to look at this because Daniel was different. A stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of the lords that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Why didn't they change their mind? Because Daniel was different. There was death in the lion's den, but he didn't care. He went on. Daniel was devoted. There was desperation in the lion's den, but he stayed in his lion's den. He stayed right where God would have him to be. Daniel was, listen to me tonight, he was determined. Not only was he different and devoted, but he was determined. In this lion's den, when they closed it up, there was darkness in there. But there was deliverance in that lion's den because the angel of the Lord was there. And that is my prayer tonight. Let me show you this. In verse number 21, then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouths, that they have no hurt me, for as much as before him innocence was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because why? He believed God. He believed in his God. He believed in his God. So let me give you something. This week, when you go about your week, and you're on the mountaintop, and then you're in the valley, just remember, old Satan wants to yo-yo we. I want to know who in here has ever been on a mountaintop 1 minute and a valley the next. Be going good, everything going great, and somebody come up and say something. And you're like, everything going good, everything going great, phone ring. Everything going good, everything going great. Oops, train wreck. What do you do? What do you do? Pray. Daniel prayed, knew he was in the den. What do you do? Talk to me, somebody. What do you do? Keep trusting. Daniel's still in his den. He's trusting. What else do you do? You pray, you trust. What else do you do? Brother Lee, what do you do when you find yourself there? Pray, pray, pray. You stay faithful. You stay faithful. You stay faithful in your prayer life. You stay faithful in trusting God. You stay faithful in what God's called you to do. If he called you to it, he'll see you through it. I promise you that tonight. I've seen it too many times in my life. I trust in God. We sung that this morning, and I was in that altar. I trust in God. Let me tell you what I told my wife. Can I tell it? I'm going to tell it. I tell everything else anyway. JD, is God's my witness. Is God's my witness. God's my witness, son. I asked my wife, I said, would it be wrong? This is 3:15. Would it be wrong for me to call JD and tell him to preach tonight and me stay home?
God's my witness. I said, would that look bad? Would that be wrong if I called Brother J.D. and tell him to fill in and me stay home? God's my witness. So why are you telling us that, preacher? Listen to me. If old Satan will get on me like that, he'll get on you like that. If you don't believe me, look around this place. The people ain't sitting here no more. It's a burden you carry. That's things you carry in your mind, on your heart, on your soul, and in your spirit. And you know the destruction's coming. I said, would that be wrong? And she never said one time that'd be wrong doing JD like that. She didn't. And I knew not to ask nobody else because I wanted the truth. Can I get a witness? She said, you can't do that. I said, why can't I? She said, God's been too good to you. I don't know what you got going on, but you might as well just get over it. And we talked on for a little while. And before I know it, man, that woman, more, she'd have me pepped up, ready to go. You hear me? In the name of Jesus. I said, preacher, do you really get there? Or are you just telling us that to try to encourage us? I'm telling that to try to encourage you, but I'm telling you that I get there sometimes. And I get there because, Brother Kevin, the decision I made 17 years ago to follow Christ. That's why I'm there. And I've dedicated, just as you have, your life to the Lord. And things come against us, and we find ourselves in a den sometimes. And old Satan wrote yo-yoing us and said, why even go tonight? You don't do you no good. You're going to be right back in the den tomorrow. Then God reminded me I'd rather be in the den with the angel. You see, is Sunday night that important? Yes. 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 Tonight, if I've talked to anybody, I've shared my heart with you tonight. If I've talked to anybody tonight, we fishing go through a build. We don't need people falling out. We need people falling in with love with Jesus. The road's fixing to get hot, and it's fixing to get heavy, and it's fixing to get long. David Barnes, we're just going on a mission trip. We don't need nothing but unity when we go, not a bitter division. If I'm going to be anybody that divides, I need to stay home. If my name's on that list and I'm going to divide, I need to stay home. I don't need to go down to that church and divide. If I got an attitude when I go there, I need to leave it at home. I don't need to carry it down there with me. I need to go for one reason, and that's because I've made a decision. I've dedicated my life to the Lord, and I want Him to be my Lord all the days of my life. If I'm talking to anybody tonight that feels like they've been yo-yoed, I said, preacher, how am I going to get out of it? I'm sorry to tell you, you're not going to. He said, in this world you shall have problems, you shall have tribulations. But be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. He said, He's overcome the world. Be of good cheer. I don't know why I shared that tonight. I don't have a clue. I don't know why the Lord allows me to go through things like that, but I want to share it with you. And tonight, if you feel like you've been yo-yoed around, don't let Him yo-yo you. You stay on fire. You stay where God would have you. Don't you find you somebody that'll agree with you. Find you somebody that'll disagree. And say, no, that ain't. God's been too good to you. God's been too good to you. If I've talked to anybody tonight, I want to ask you this question. Are you going to be faithful in what God's called you to do? Are you going to be faithful in the decision you made so many years ago? You going to dedicate your life to it? If you are, you're going to find yourself in a lion's den from time to time. What do? Preacher? You just wait till the Lord delivers you out of it. Just wait. Keep praying. Stay faithful. Right where God would have you to be. Sister Brittany texts us out of church, says she got home and her husband was up fixing something to drink. In the bed, excruciating headache, prayed for him this morning. He is up fixing him something to drink, said his headache was gone. Brother Lee walked in this morning hurting all over, but he's sitting over there right now. I don't know how he feels right now, but I know one thing. He feels better now than he did this morning. He may not be 100%, but hey, we'll do 99, amen. I'll take 99 any day. Tonight, if you've been yo-yoed around, come to this altar. Nail it down. Get away from that old mess. Say, Satan, you have no room in my life. In my mind, my spirit, my family, my church, or anything. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you and we thank you for this night that you've given us.